And Job said, "May the day of my birth perish, and the night it was said a boy is born." Today's scripture is Job 3:3.
Lord, there have been times in my life when I felt like Job, just like I wished I had never been born. Still, Father, I know that you alone are faithful, and that you won't give me more than I can endure. You have a plan for my life that will exceed any problems I go through. Your plan is beyond anything that I am living with at this moment, and I will bless your holy name. Amen.
Today, think about the plans that God has for your life that you're unaware of. Do you believe He's in control? Do you believe in Thy will be done, Lord? Job said to the Lord, "I will bless your name and not curse you, because I know this world is dust and heaven is my reward." Where are you? Do you believe God is planning your life? Do you believe God has a plan for your life? Or do you believe it just happened haphazard and you tripped over God and His love? Take a second thought, my friends. Just like Job knew, God is in control.
Today's action. Ask God to reveal the plans to you that He has for your life. Today's treasure is found in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 14. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing can be taken from it. God does it that men should fear before Him.
Years ago, Mary and I said to the Lord, "Thy will be done." And our lives have been very interesting since then. But I can honestly say I know that I've stepped out of His will a couple of times. Not from my own volition, not from my own intention, but maybe from my own ego and satisfaction. Job was such a holy, righteous man, he even did sacrifices in case his children sinned against God. He wanted everything covered. How much do you revere? How much do you love? How much do you believe that God has a plan for you? A special, one-only plan for you, my friend.